Welcome to Embetter of Tennessee. If this is a medical emergency, please hang up and dial 911 or go to your nearest emergency room.
Si se trata de una emergencia médica, cuelgue y marque 911 o vaya a la sala de emergencia más cercana.
This call will be recorded for quality and training purposes. To continue in English or if you are a provider, say English or press 1.
Para continuar.
If you know the extension of the agent you'd like to reach, say extension. Otherwise, please tell me what type of caller you are. You can say things like member, provider or broker. For a list of numbered options, please press the pound key or say pound.
Provider.
Are your questions today around eligibility, claim status or prior authorizations? With Availity, you can save time and get many of these answers via our secure portal or at availity.com. Check out availity.com. I see you are a provider. In a few words, please state the reason for your call. For example, you can say things like claims, eligibility, or authorization.
Claims.
Okay, let's take you to claims. To proceed, we require your NPI. We will give you a moment to locate your information. Please say I'm ready, or press 1 when you have it. Please say your NPI. I heard. 14472766605, is this correct?
Yes.
Thank you. One moment while I look that up. Are you calling on behalf of West Clinic PC? You can say yes, or press 1. You can also say no, or press 2. Please note that you can navigate to embetterhealth.com to access all the information on your claims. Which type of claim would you like to hear the status for? You can say medical or behavioral health.
Medical.
How would you like to search for this claim? You can search by claim number, date of service, member ID, or you can hear a list of recent claims.
Member ID.
Please enter the member ID.
U72905747 01.
I heard. U72905747 01, is this correct?
Yes.
You have won 5 matching claims. You can skip ahead to hear the next claim at any time by saying skip. You can hear the current list item again by saying repeat. You can go back to the previous list item by saying, back. Or you can end the list by saying, stop.
Y230MP Y211MPEA524 Y211MPEA55 Y195MPEH7
That's all I have. If you would like to hear this again, say repeat. To check the status for a different claim, member, or date, say more claims. To return to the main menu, say menu. For more information about claims, please visit our website embetterhealth.com or to speak to an agent, say agent. Otherwise, if you're finished. Okay. Please stay on the line while I transfer you to the next available agent. Thank you for calling. Your call is very important to us, and will be answered in the order it was received.
Thank you for calling Ambitter Health. My name is Lisa. How can I assist you?
Hi, my name is Martin. I'm calling from the provider's office, and today I'll call for the claim denial explanation. So can you please help me with that?
Sure, of course, Martin. I'm the right person to assist you with this call. Can I get your last name initial?
Is an Alpha.
Mm-hmm. Provider's name?
West Clinic PC.
Your callback number?
901-610-4114, direct line.
All right. How many claims are you going to check today?
Only one claim.
It is the first time you call in regarding this request?
Yes.
Your callback number doesn't have any extension, right?
Yeah, correct.
All right, can I get the claim number, please?
Y is in Yankee, 211, M is in Mike, P is in Papa, E is in Echo, A is in Alpha, number 5248.
All right, let me remind you here, the portal amberesha.com, and at the end of the call, it's going to be a brief survey for quality purpose. Can I get the bill amount, please? Pardon?
$2,111.99.
Thank you. Now I need a member's name, date of birth, member ID, and date of service.
Name is Dwight Edwards. Date of birth is February 21, 1966. And member ID, US and Umbrella, 7290574701.
Date of service, please.
July 28, 2025.
Mm-hmm. Any other insurance on this member's file?
No.
All right. Now I need a rendering provider name and NPI, please.
Sure. The name is Amber Wade, and NPI 15688622001.
Perfect. Let me remind you here: the timely filing for this stage. To submit initial claims is 90 days for PAR and non-PAR providers since the date of service, and for appeals, reconsiderations, or disputes is 180 days for PAR and non-PAR providers since the day of the original denial. How can I assist you on this claim, Martin?
Under this claim, the CPT code 96413 is denied for the diagnosis. I mean, it is denied for the principal diagnosis. And as we can check, every time we bill, previously we billed this code with the same diagnosis and it was paid. So why it is denied this time for the diagnosis?
Did you already contact IR? I understand your concern. Yeah, sure. This CPT code is the only line denied on this claim. It is for chemo admission bill with inappropriate primary diagnosis code. Did you already talk with your coding department?
Yes.
And they told you that everything is okay, right?
Yes, correct.
All right. So in this case, my best recommendation is for you to submit a reconsideration with all this information or documentation that the coding department gave you. So the analyst, our analyst, can review this and double check this claim to process it. But we need that information.
So are you sending it back for review?
We are going to check this claim after you submit a reconsideration with all the information that the coding department gave you.
But as I told you, there is only one diagnosis, which is billed C61, and this is the principal diagnosis. So why did we send reconsideration? So if it's possible, then send it back for manual review if it's possible.
We cannot send back for reprocess because we have the same information. We want, send it back for reprocess, it's going to be the same information, but it's going to be really helpful if you submit a reconsideration and you give us more clarification or more documentation so the analyst can review this information, this claim.
So, Lisa,
so they can support this.
You are not able to send it back for a review, right?
That's correct. We need more recommendation from your end.
No worries, Lisa. Then do one thing. I'm just requesting you, please transfer this call to your senior supervisor. Then I will talk with them.
Why?
Because
you
are not able to...
Which is the reason?
That's the reason. As I ask you, you are not able to send it back for manual review. And as I told you, this is the primary, this is the principal diagnosis. So that's why.
According to this service, this line is denied because this diagnosis cannot be dealt with the CPT code. If you say that your coding department already told you that is everything okay, all right, I believe you. But we need more information, more documentation to process this, to reprocess this claim. Without that documentation, we are not able to process this claim. We require that documentation first.
Yes, you already gave me that information. That's why I ask you, please transfer this call to the senior supervisor. I want to talk with them.
That is the same information my supervisor is going to give you.
No worries, please transfer.
That is the same solution.
No worries, please transfer me over there.
One moment, please.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you. Hello. Hello.